Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Rhyme and Reason, efficiency at its best in 5 minutes or less. Today is a big, big day. RocklandNews.com is officially launched. We've been working on this for 6 to 8 months. I'm actually losing track at this point, and I'm usually pretty good with time. but we've been working on this for the last at least a half a year. And I want to give a huge shout out and a thanks to two specific people that have really pushed this idea into the stratosphere. Heather and Sabika, thank you very much for all the work that you've been doing, and perks are a-coming. I'll just say that. So, let's talk about what we're going to talk about today. Always start with the name. Now, I have a lot of experience with this because as we started back in 2007, I figured that the best way of approaching a new business in a local area is to connect the place where you're doing the business. And it goes back to something that my grandfather did when I was 7 years old up until I was about maybe, 21, 22 years old. I used to repair bikes at my grandfather's bike store in West Haverstraw. He had the bike store for 61 years. I'd say like about 45 or 48 of them were in New York City, and then he moved our family up here and had the bike store up here for a long time. So he had a very, very, very simple sign: bicycles, sales, and repairs. That's it. The store was located on Route 9W, and when people drove by, there was no question whatsoever what the service was about. That was my first lesson in advertising approximately 40 years ago. And I never forgot that fact. And I wrote about it in my book, How to Program Your Life. I looked at the landscape in 2007 and I said, you know, what do people need? And I looked at my talents and I was like, all right, well, I could do some web design here and there. I created a BMX bicycle website for a friend. I created a DJ website for a friend. So I was like, yeah, let's go into this. So I tried and everything like that. I was like, all right, let's make this into a business. Before I incorporated, before I figured out the entire business model, before I calculated out every penny that was going to go in and out of the business over the next 5 years, because I didn't plan for 10 or 15, I just 5-year plan, all right? The first thing that I decided on was the name, Rockland Web Design, Inc. There was no question about what we did, all right? Now, nothing against people that decide to go a different route, and I'm going to shout out actually to a company that, in my opinion, they've been kind of like lax in getting back to us, and when you don't get back to me, you get called out, Mars Media, okay? What the hell does Mars Media mean? Oh, wow, we're going to be doing web design on another planet. It's too out there in left field. And I think because of it, companies that have, let's say, just generally names that are ununderstandable, they suffer. They suffer from it over the course of a year, 3 years, 5 years, 10 years, and so on and so forth. Make it easy for the customer to understand exactly what your product or service is inside of the name of the company. And again, if you're a detail-oriented person where you just got to get every little minutia there before you decide on the name, that's cool. But before you go to market, make sure you decide on a strong, solid, and very clear name that your business will be representing possibly for decades at a time. I mean, what better thing, right? So that's my message for today. We launched Rockland News today. I mean, it's, you know, it's been in beta mode since February of 2021, and we added some great features. You can subscribe for free, and there will never be any news behind a firewall. I should mention that. All the news is going to be open to the public for them to read. If you subscribe, you get some additional perks where you could submit press releases, you could submit community events, and many more features coming down the pike. You can check that out at rocklandnews.com. And don't forget our favorite charity of the month, Habitat for Humanity, Rockland. Thanks, guys. Talk to you tomorrow.